Unit 7, I Became Her Target by Roger Wilkins. My favorite teacher's name was Deadeye Bean. Her real name was Dorothy. She taught American history to eighth graders in a junior high school in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It was the fall of 1944. Franklin D. Roosevelt was president. American troops were battling their way across France. I was a 12-year-old black newcomer in a school that was otherwise all white. When we moved in, the problem for our new neighbors was that their neighborhood had previously been all white, and they were ignorant about black people. The prevailing wisdom in the neighborhood was that we were spoiling it, and that we ought to go back where we belonged. There was a lot of angry talk among the adults, but nothing much came of it. But some of the kids were quite nasty during those first few weeks. They threw stones at me, chased me home when I was on foot, and spat on my bike seat when I was in class. For a time, I was a pretty lonely, friendless, and sometimes frightened kid. I now know that Dorothy Bean understood most of that and deplored it. So things began to change when I walked into her classroom. She was a pleasant-looking single woman who looked old and wrinkled to me at the time, but who was probably about 40. Whereas my other teachers approached the problem of easing in their new black pupil by ignoring him for the first few weeks, Miss Bean went right at me. On the morning after having read our first assignment, she asked me the first question. I later came to know that in Grand Rapids she was viewed as a very liberal person who believed, among other things, that Negroes were equal. I gulped and answered her question and the follow-up. They weren't brilliant answers, but they did establish the fact that I could speak English. Later in the hour, when one of my classmates had bungled an answer, Miss Bean came back to me with a question that required me to clean up the girl's mess and established me as a smart person. Thus, the teacher began to give me human dimensions, though not perfect ones for an eighth grader. It was somewhat better to be, on one's early days, a teacher's pet than merely a dark presence in the back of the room. A few days later, Miss Bean became the first teacher ever to require me to think. She asked my opinion about something Jefferson had done. In those days, all my opinions were derivative. I was for Roosevelt because my parents were, and I was for the Yankees because my older buddy from Harlem was a Yankee fan. Besides, we didn't have opinions about historical figures like Jefferson. Like our high school building, he just was. After I had stared at her for a few seconds, she said, "Well, should he have bought Louisiana or not?" "I guess so," I replied tentatively. "Why?" she shot back. "Why? What kind of question was that?" But I ventured an answer. Day after day, she kept doing that to me, and my answers became stronger and more confident. She was the first teacher to give me the sense that thinking was part of education, and that I could form opinions that had some value. Her final service to me came on a day when my mind was wandering, and I was idly digging my pencil into the writing surface on the arm of my chair. Miss Bean impulsively threw a hunk of gum eraser at me. By amazing chance, it hit my hand and sent the pencil flying. She gasped, and I crept hurriedly after my pencil as the class roared. That was the icebreaker. Afterward, kids came up to me to laugh about old Deadeye Bean. The incident became a legend, and I, a part of that story, became a person to talk to. So that's how I became just another kid in school, and Dorothy Bean became old Deadeye.